Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results for the Sanborns Group for the fourth quarter of 2019. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that all of the participants will be looking forward to being in silent mode. The information that is to be discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially based on the current expectations due to internal or external factors. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English. And later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. With us today, we have the following people. Mr. Patrick Slim, CEO of Grupo Sanborns. Mr. Mario Bermudez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns and of Investor Relations, Angelica Piña. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angelica Piña. Please, go ahead. Thank you very much, Hilda. Good day to all. So, from October to December 2019, the consolidated total sales of Grupo Sanborns increased 6.5%, totaling 11.7 billion pesos. The consolidated same-store sales increased 0.4% compared to the same-store sales of 1.2% in the fourth quarter of 2018. The gross margin decreased to 35.3% of sales since CES and Sanborns improved, but the margin of Promotora Musical was lower. The operating income and EBITDA decreased 9.1% and 6.7%, with operating margins of 10.7% and 13.3% respectively. Both results were explained by the lower gross margin and higher operating expenses due to wages and salaries of comparable and non-comparable stores, improvements in IT platforms, and lower cancellation of reserves. In financial results, an expense of 57 million pesos was recorded compared to an income of 213 million from last year when a higher forex gain was registered. The net income totaled 1,235 million pesos. The number of new cardholders was 253,000 year over year. The loan portfolio had a slight variation of 0.3%, totaling 12.9 billion pesos, with an increase in credit income of 1.9%. The percentage of non-performing loans was 3.6%, improving compared to 4.1% of last year. There was no bank debt at the end of December 2019, and the amount of cash and short-term investments totaled 1.6 billion pesos, decreasing 31.8% compared to the end of December 2018, including other investments in associated companies, such as the 33.3% of capital acquired in the Mexican company Miniso BF Holding, reported in July 2019, as well as the payment of suppliers, the opening of stores, and the payment of dividends. As for new stores, during the fourth quarter of the year, two iShops were opened, which add up to the 15 stores that were already inaugurated during the year. At the end of December, we closed with 1.2 million square meters of commercial area, which is very similar to previous year. CapEx for 2019 was 895 million pesos and was allocated to the optimization of spaces in the remodeling and expansion of the various formats, the opening of new iShop stores, and improvements in logistics and distribution systems for both physical stores and e-commerce. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. So starting now, we will begin with the Q&A session. First, we will start with the questions in Spanish, and afterwards, we will take the English questions. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to leave the queue, then please go ahead and press the number key. Remember, if you have a question, please press star and one. Now, the first question is from Nicole Zaragoza from Gusto Versace, Grupo Versace Mexicano. Hello, good morning. Patrick, I'm Maria Angelica. Thank you very much for the call. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I would like to know if you can give us the breakdown of the sales from the stores for iShop and for CR as well at Sanborns. And also, I have a question. When it comes to the new credits, I'm surprised to see such low levels of NPA, and I'd like to know a bit more about what's going on there to see if this is just maybe a consequence of maybe the controlled origin when it comes to the credit, or what actions are being implemented in that regard. And thank you. Hello, Nicole. I'm Mario Bermudez. When it comes to the question for the stores, well, for now we can tell you that in the case of Sears, it's pretty much with less than 0.4% on the semester. In Sanborns, it's 1.3%. In Grupo Musical, it's around less than 30%. Basically, that's the main information that we can provide to you. When it comes to credits, well, late payments have been seen to be benefited due to the flow that we received during November, during December, which helped us to have better results to over 6.6%. However, this does not mean that this is a typical expectation from the season, and fortunately, with the clients that we have currently, such as the clients that I saw and I had, with a bit more late payments, maybe 30 days onwards, we saw that it lowered. This is evidently, at this point, we're seeing the reaction and the temporary effect that we have for February, March, and April. And these are the peaks that are being generated. Now, we have everything regarding budget and balance under control. It's very well. And we have a lot of people working on everything that is visits to our clients. And they have replied. The clients have replied, at least, as I said once again, until December. Perfect. Thank you very much. And also, I had a final question in regard to e-commerce. I'd like to know if you can give me a bit more of information, such as sales increase and growth, and how much is it going through as of today? Well, to add on a bit more when we talk about this topic, it's convenient to mention that compared to the fourth trimester, for the fourth quarter of 2018, we had a greater growth of over 4%. So we have a trend here to only increase, right? And the e-commerce part, we are at a ranking of 2% of participation in sales. And this year we are working very heavily with everything that has to do with platforms, service, channels, everything that has to do with method payments, payment methods, deals. We're giving all of these priorities. And we are looking at important growth over 2 days. Perfect. Thank you very much. Remember, if you have a question, please go ahead and press the star on your phone. Miguel Ulloa has the next question from BBVA. Hello, good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Well, the first question would be in regard to the commercial strategy for Sanborns. If there has been any consideration of change when it comes to market participation with the format, or if you feel at ease with the current strategy and will keep it. Miguel, good morning. Look, so we are going to continue with the philosophy that we've been working with until now when it comes to giving a purchase experience, giving service, e-commerce channels. To have support at our physical stores and to also support e-commerce. And that would be the trend of always looking for a better service for the client. And also being supported when it comes with the credit card part as well, which is having a greater increase each time. And in that regard, will we continue to see the sales in the case of Seals and Sanborns? Will they pretty much be stable? Look, well, I consider that for 2019, we were not as promoted in the market, right? We pretty much tried to keep a low promotional scale, not try to add on very much on our added value, and we were assessing if it was worth changing our market strategy when it comes to advertising. All right. Thank you. And for additional questions, this is the first time, but compared to when I've been working with Alibaba, is there any advancement with the platform, an increase in work? What have been the results of this? Yes, look, we're working very heavily with the team for Alibaba, and we do expect to start to have and implement these platforms for each company, and we hope to, by mid-year, we're going to start to implement them in some of them, especially in Sears. And on a short term, with the other formats, it's focused basically on logistics, sales, different points of sales, and that's what we're focusing on. And also very important for us, e-commerce, right? But I think that's how we're working with the plan, and we're going to continue to have great income with what we're working on, and that will surely have a lot of enriched information and results on what we have for each product. All right. And my final question would be, did you register anything when it comes to assessing during the trimester? Yes. During the last couple of years, around 4 or 6 years, we've had an average on investments and assessments of about 90 million pesos per assessment when it comes to investments. All right, well, thank you very much. Thanks to you. At this time, we have no more questions. Now we will continue with the questions in English. Please bear in mind there might be a slight delay for your question to be answered due to the translation. At this time, if you want to ask a question, go ahead, press the star key, and then number 1 on your phone. We have a question from Antonio Hernandez from Barclays. Go ahead.
My question is regarding your investment in Miniso. Should we expect more of these types of investments? And also, what are your expectations regarding, applying some of the know-how that you might acquire from that business to your current formats? Or can you just give more light on that investment? Thanks.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bermudez. Look, the participation that we have is basically 33%. We do not expect a greater investment for this format from there on. It is going to be a business format that is going to be managed independently, and afterwards we're going to see if there's any synergy.
Okay, perfect, thanks.
We have a question when it comes from Miguel Uchoa from the VBA. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask. It's in regard to the investment plan for 2020. What is it that you're planning for this year and, let's say, maybe the next 2-3 years? Miguel, good morning. Look, basically we're talking about an itemization worth millions of pesos for 2020. Basically, we're talking about an investment of 60% when it comes to infrastructure for some new stores, for e-commerce as well, being very important for us to implement that for 2020. And basically, everything else is in regard to maintenance, service, and all of this being provided to our shops. And those shops, those would be for iShops, or would it also include, well, basically for 2020, it would be iShop and then having some investments done for an opening in 2021 in the Sears and Samuels format as well as iShop. All right. And, well, when we talk about market terms, the categories that have been the best, the most things, and which ones have been the weakest, what is your market prediction, particularly for Sears? How is it being? Good morning, Miguel. This is Patricio. Look, for something that we had last year, with the changes and what has been going on with the brand when it comes to tools, CAT, well, it was purchased by Black & Decker, and we had a bit of a problem there when it comes to them. Now, we see that it's already been resolved, and I think that that's going to help us now. When it comes to Línea Blanca, we've seen a great growth, and what we've been doing there that we're emphasizing even more on this year, or part of the strategy that's relevant in Sears and Samuels, when we talk about finance, we want to reduce the production lines on some products and make sure they're adequate for the region and stores in which they can be found. On the other hand, when it comes to the electronic department, well, we had a bit of an impact as well when it comes to the global trend, especially for Sears. And when it comes to fashion, we see a very important increase in what has become the new trend. And we see that it's been working very well, especially with the brand that we've been developing. And in general, I think that that's the most important part. For specific cases, I think that those would be that. And, well, when it comes to Samuels, yeah, especially with Sears a little bit, we had a bit of a decrease that it's been coming through for the last couple of years, a decrease because of a digital topic, especially from 2 years ago. We have seen a lower income from support when it comes to the investors because, well, the reduction from sales has been affecting it and showing this. And we've been looking at these departments, giving them the appropriate space that have been growing, but there have been sales, more sales and more rentability. Thank you very much. Particularly, is there any category where there's some growth that is under market standard that may worry you specifically, or is it something that's a bit more complete? No, look, I consider that for something specific, as I said, maybe when it comes to tools, it was because of brand. And it was a big increase there, but on the other hand, when it comes to Sanborns, in 2018, we had, well, we sold a lot of different products from the global trends, which was a very important sale for us when it came to the World Cup. And this year we did not have that. We put in new things. We had great sales. However, the sales on the global trend was, and the World Cup was very important factor for us, right? And when it comes to discs and videos, especially in the different areas, and what I would say to you is when it comes to competition, truly, The most important part was what I told you about tools. Now, we've seen that this year it's already had a bit of growth, yes? And in general, what we're also seeing is both in Sears and in Sanborns, we have been having discounts, days filled with discounts, of course, in relation to sales. And what we're going to look for this year at Sears in the most possible manner is to offer a few months without interest and providing great discounts, right? That's very useful. Thank you very much. You're welcome. There are no more questions at this time. I will pass the call back to Angelica Pena so she can give us some closing words and statements. Thank you very much to everyone for having connected to this telephone conversation. Any additional inquiry, we're available, and have a great weekend. Thank you for taking part in the conference. You may disconnect now.